Welcome to another evening of listening enjoyment on KWLD. Listener-supported K-Wold operates on 59 kilowatts at a frequency of between 57 and 64 hertz on your meter and is heard throughout the Copper Creek Valley. Tonight, you'll be treated to a seemingly endless variety of tidbits, including local news, the ever-popular Coffee Break call-in show, the Crippled Man on the Street show, and, of course, another captivating radio drama. All the characters in tonight's show are true-to-life actors and actresses, and not real people. Any similarities to real people and events should be noted, as it is the intention of this station to poke fun whenever possible. The views expressed in this show are not necessarily the views of the management, although the management is totally responsible for its content. People who feel offended by the content should instead feel grateful, as we picked on only those who we thought could take it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's show. But first, a message from one of our sponsors.
Fog, or Fullness of God, the Lutheran Church at Holden Village is a full-service Lutheran church. With daily services and annual meetings, members of FOG strive to keep on the cutting edge of theology. The Eucharist is celebrated every Sunday, where inclusive language is king. FOG is currently engaged in a membership drive and is planning a thick pea soup dinner this Sunday. Call 555-6247, that's 555-6247 for reservations, and remember, parking is never a problem.
And now we begin tonight's radio drama.
I always knew that walking around with my head down would bring something my way sometime. So this is a tale of what was found and how difficult it can be to find a place for some things. Sit back, relax, but not too much. It was a bright, sun-washed afternoon I found myself in the midst of, so I asked my work area head for time off. After finagling the rest of the day for myself, I headed on down the road. Just a little way out of the village, I came across an item like I had never seen before. I'll try my best to describe it to you. It would appear to have been perhaps a severely damaged kitchen utensil or a wayward part from the plumbing shop. What it consisted of was most puzzling. I could make out two or three types of metal, some rubber, and there was surely wood involved, both painted and non-painted. There also appeared to be some food that could have one day resembled popcorn, I think. It was a foot long or so and seemed to weigh only a couple of pounds. I really hadn't the foggiest idea as to what this may have been or what it still was. And since it obviously didn't belong where I found it, I knew it was now my duty to dispose of it. Properly, of course. After some time of pondering, I could not come up with what I might be able to do with it. Not one thing came to mind. It may have been easier to get rid of it a couple of years ago, before the used item reclamation centers were equipped with 24-hour monitored surveillance cameras. Nowadays, a person could not hope to toss even a Butterfinger wrapper into the burnables vat. As I was thinking through all of this, I noticed that I was fairly close to the hydro plant, so I headed that way. Hiya, Bill.
Oh, hi. So you got yourself an interesting piece of something there. Where'd you find her?
Oh, over on the road. How are things up here? How's the power?
Oh, she's been putting out about 60 kW, but the governor has been acting up some. I made some adjustments. Checked the deal. And she seems to be all right now.
Any idea what I might be able to do with this?
Nope. Never seen anything quite like her. Could check it with the deal here, but I don't think she would show anything. Don't think I'll be much help with her. Why don't you take her up to the village and see if anyone there can help you out with her? She's a strange one.
Okay, Bill. Thanks much. So I headed towards the village for some help and thought about inclusive language on the way. Why was I in the shadow of Copper Mountain and not Cop Him Mountain? Why was it called buckskin and not doe skin or even it skin? Why was the boat the Lady of the Lake? Oh, so many questions, so darn many questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, a message from the Holden Book of the Month Club.
If you read one book this month, if you really read only one book this month, you've got to read Easy Living by Billy Ozone. My son Paul just read the first couple of pages and it changed the essence of his very being. If you haven't said yes to anything else this month, spend the next 28 to 30 days reading this book, Easy Living by Billy Ozone.
Right, Holden, Book of the Month Club, care of Dan Cranstover, Koinonia, New York, New York.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to another exciting edition of Coffee Break, the longest 15-minute hour on radio. My name is Venus Mousetrap, and I'll be your host as we venture out onto the phone lines to listen to your opinions. Don't be afraid. If your ideas are wacky or tacky or just plain weird, we're here to listen to you. So sit back, relax, prop your feet up, and enjoy the opinions. We'll be right back after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Have you got that tired, run-down feeling? Does standing in line to get your mail really wear you out? Do you find yourself purposely forgetting dish team because you don't think you can stand up that long? If any of this sounds like you, then listen. Jeff Plumbing has a new product designed just for the organic junkie. It's called Gentle Lentil. One-third as potent as regular lentils, Gentle Lentil is designed to relieve you of that stuffy feeling without losing friends. Safe to use indoors or out. It can give you just that puff of tailwind you need to get from one place to another. It's super fast acting, lets you predict results without using charts or formulas. It's available in three fragrances, sold over the counter at your local grocery store. Next time, give yourself a little lentil justice. Try Gentle Lentil. It'll tickle your fanny.
Hey, 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 I'm Venus Mousetrap, and we're back with Coffee Break, the longest 15-minute hour on radio. Our topic today is a touchy one. Recent developments in the upper echelons of Holden have made it clear that a new summer theme has been chosen. We'd like to have your opinions on this new theme, so please call 555-9494 and bend our ear. All lines are open. No waiting if you call now. Hey, is anybody awake out there?
You forgot to tell them the theme, stupid.
Oh yeah. Well, the new 1990 Holden theme is On Earth as in Heaven. What do you think of this? We want to know. Wow, our first caller is quick. You're on the air.
Venus, just what I expected, a theme without any proper grammar. It happens every year. First you start dropping off the L-Y from every adverb. And if that isn't enough, you design confusing themes without any punctuation whatsoever. Mm-hmm. As a former English teacher, I simply have to complain. I'm so confused by this on and in. What do these prepositions mean? Shouldn't it be in earth as on heaven? Where is heaven? Can you get in it or even on it? I think the theme's being a little presumptuous. And how do you say this theme? There's no punctuation. Where's the colon? Is it on earth as in heaven, or on earth as in heaven, or on earth as in heaven? I haven't even brought up the whole question about whether or not the theme should have the phrase "it is" in it. I just like somebody to explain it all to me, because basically, Venus, I guess I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just here to listen to your opinions. It wouldn't be fair for me to let my feelings out about how I feel about this silly theme, but I have to remain neutral. But thanks for sharing. Maybe we have a listener out there who could help this caller out. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Venus. I've got a better idea for a theme. It's a little right brain, but I've talked to several people, and they say it's just vague enough to be a theme.
Well, why don't you share it with us?
Well, I really think it's a great theme. So here goes. Peculiar train rides, liturgical dancing without tights. I knew you wouldn't like it. I never should have said anything. Oh, I can't stand this rejection. I will never call this radio show again. I cannot believe what's going on. I will never do it. Your show is just so rude. And
I've just had about enough of all of this. All of this I can take is just sheesh. Why can't people just say what they want and do it without screaming? Let's go to the next caller. We have one on line three. Next caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just have one question.
Mm-hmm. What is it? We're here to share opinions and answer any questions.
Well, I just want to know what the theme T-shirts are going to look like. You see, I've collected them every year. Will they be in all colors, or will they just be one color? How big are the graphics going to be?
Hey, hold on now, hold on. We haven't even nailed down this theme yet. T-shirts are a big item. We'll have to get back to that. But first things first. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Venus. I was just wondering if the theme T-shirts will come in extra large this year. Last summer, by the time I got to the village, all the extra large ones were gone, and I looked so horrible in a medium. I'd show you a picture, but this is radio, if you know what I mean. So I was just wondering. Also, have they finally spelled Koinonia right on these shirts?
For Pete's sake, let's cut this T-shirt business right now. Come on, callers. Let's get to it. My excuses to the listening vegetarians, the meat of the issue. What do you think of this theme? Next caller, you're on the air.
Well, hi. Will the T-shirts come in pink?
Enough. Do you know what I mean? Knock it off now. Next caller, line three, you're on the air.
Yes, are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Please turn your radio down, you idiot. Of course we can hear you. What's your question?
Yes, sorry about that. Yes, I'd like to know if the theme is on earth as in heaven, or on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think there's a big difference theologically in how you say it. You see, it is closely related to God's name, I am.
Hmm.
Except for a few letters, it's the same thing. To leave out it is to leave out the I am, mm-hmm. and that means leaving out God.
I see.
It's like calling God a chicken, and then calling God tofu because chicken tastes like tofu.
Hmm.
See, we all like tofu in our diet, and so by the same reasoning, we'd like to have God in our theme. So I would like to move that we strongly urge the powers that be to think up themes that consider putting the it is back where it belongs in the theme.
Hmm. Very well thought out. Thanks for calling. It would be good for everyone to think a little about where God is in our themes and in our lives. Seeing God everywhere means seeing God in tofu, I guess. You've given us plenty to think about. Thanks for calling. We have one caller here on line two. Next caller, you're on the air.
So, well, folks, we're in for a treat tonight. We have on the line with us the very person responsible for bringing us this theme in the first place. Isn't that right? As I understand it, you happened on this theme in quite an unexpected way. Isn't that right? Everyone else was searching for themes in quote books on the back of cereal boxes, and some folks even tried to think them up themselves. I even hear that a few folks tried to submit Bible verses as possible themes. But that's not where you got yours, is it? I think everyone knows now where this summer's theme was found, right in our own worship space. If you have a copy at home, look on page 7 of your Marty Haugen's Vespers. Can you believe it? Who would have thought it? Ma'am, well, I guess she's been cut off. But thanks for joining us on Coffee Break. It's always nice to hear a few non-opinions from the author of the themes. Let's see now. Well, we've got time for just probably a couple more callers. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got a coupon. Could I have a double pepperoni with the...
Unbelievable. I think there's a full moon tomorrow. I can't believe all the weirdos that are calling in. We've got time for one more quick caller. You're on the air, but make it fast.
Yeah, I guess I have one basic question.
Sir, we need you to hurry along here. We only got a few more seconds.
Right, about the reason for a theme. See, it seems too much like a recipe and not enough like a poem. Can't we just have guidelines or rules?
Sir, we have 10 seconds. Please hurry along.
Codes of conduct and courses of habits, regulations, maybe a little list of edicts, possibly, or maybe some form of government. At least it would be more like a slideshow than a video camera. Do you get what I mean?
Not exactly. In fact, not at all. But thanks for sharing. I believe that's all the time we have today, folks. As you can see, Coffee Break is the longest 15-minute hour on radio, and we've gone over time as usual. So it's time to get back to work. But first, I'd like to tell you about next week's topic. It proves to be a hot topic of discussion. So stay tuned for Solitude Day, a waste of time or just another day off. See you next week, or rather, listen to you next week. This is Venus Mousetrap signing off with a goodbye and a so long and a ciao, baby.
Now available for the very first time ever, the Sanctifier Home Instant Eucharist Kit. Are you tired of waiting in communion lines on Sunday? Is it more and more difficult to sit through tedious sermons to get to the essential elements? The Sanctifier has just the thing for you, the Home Instant Eucharist Kit, complete with one sturdy, unbreakable plexiglass communion cup, the new handy-dandy dispenser wafer canister, and a full month's supply, yes, a month's supply of communion wafers. But wait, that's not all. You also get your choice of cassette tape or CD with recorded words of service. Please specify 1 or 3 minute version, inclusive or non-inclusive. And you asked for it, folks, yes. The Sanctifier now also gives you the ever popular Sins at a Glance checklist for quick and easy absolution before communion. With 11 trigger words of commonly committed sins, absolution has never been so easy. You won't find the Sanctifier in any store, so order now while supplies last. Only $19.99. Available only through this radio station, KWLD. Send checks or money order. Offer void where prohibitive. And now we continue with Act 2 of our radio drama.
I found myself walking into the kitchen area of the hotel, still, of course, carrying the thing.
We always clean the ovens on Wednesdays. Nothing quite like this Easy Off. It makes oven cleaning seem like a one-step project. Just spray it on.
Oh. Any idea what this thing might be or ever may have been? I found it a while ago down the road and can't figure out what it is.
Nope. Never seen anything quite like it. Does it belong to Kirk? He has some strange things up at the garage.
Well, I don't know. I just want to throw it away. Obviously, it didn't belong to them, so I headed off. Easy. Where could I go for an answer? What one person could possibly be able to tell me what can be done with it? Emerging from a group of people at the other end of the dining hall was a woman wearing a crown and carrying the well-known and much-desired certificate of Garbo Queen. Aha! That's the person I need to see. Heading that way, I happened to hear some of the conversation, if that's what it was, from a group of people.
All right, then. We're going to meet at 7 o'clock.
No,
7
no.
o'clock, no later.
7:30!
I can't meet until 8:30,
listen, 7
so
o'clock,
that
absolutely.
Is when we will meet.
Hi, do you know where the woman with the crown went?
No!
Okay, all right. I don't want any trouble.
Okay, let's meet in Koinonia. It's the best place to meet. Absolute
no,
Koinonia.
No.
What? No!
We always meet over there. I want to meet in Chalet 1 or
oh,
I'm not
meeting. No,
it's real.
I get to decide when we'll meet, and I say the dining
Forget
hall.
Not the dining hall.
And on and on and on it went. So I left. I headed into the office and squeezed in between an incredible number of boxes, all of which were labeled with extraordinarily precise directions as to what may be thrown into them. White paper, colored paper, non-colored paper that's not really white and that's definitely not glossy, glossy paper that isn't white or colored and certainly has no plastic involved with it, and on and on and on.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who are those people out there?
Oh, that's just the controversy small group. They haven't met officially yet. What can I do for you?
Well, I have something that I really would like to throw away.
Well, is it paper? You know, most any kind of paper is recyclable, and it's really quite easy. Bond paper, typing paper, computer paper, envelopes. Just keep it sorted. White and colored paper have to be separated. You can see my system of boxes here, all neatly labeled. Really, all you need to know to recycle is how to read. And it doesn't matter what color ink or how much ink there is on the paper. Be sure, though, to take the plastic windows out of the envelopes and put that in with the variables. I don't know why people use plastic window envelopes. Also, you can recycle paper like magazines, newspaper inserts. Just keep it separated from the bond paper. Say, is your thing paper?
Well, here's what I have, which is what I would really like to throw away.
Oh, no. You can't throw that out in here. You're going to have to take that away from here, or Meta will take away my crown.
Well, as Garble Queen, could you suggest what I might want to do with this?
I don't know. Maybe you want to sleep on it.
Well, as uncomfortable as that sounded, maybe she was right. Maybe I just needed to stop thinking and things would take care of themselves. Maybe.
Feeling a little out of touch lately. Ever get that there's that sense of more to life than just the daily 9 to 5? Or maybe you're just in need of some 1¼-inch sheetrock screws. If this is you, come to Khan's Spirituality and Screw Emporium in downtown Tacoma. Khan's got it all, your spirituality paraphernalia as well as the largest fastener inventory you've ever seen. That's Khan's Spirituality and Screw Emporium in downtown Tacoma, a branch opening soon at Holden Village, where the first 100 customers will receive an autographed Wood God icon.
Hey, all you ladies out there. Are you just wild about those guys in uniform? Looking for that strong safety type? Looking for Mr. Right? Look no further than the front porch of any building in town. Just give a pull on that fire alarm box, and Mr. Right will find you.
A public service announcement from your local fire department. This is Kirk Salveson with Dane Johnson with KWLD News, sponsored by Khan's Screw Emporium. And now the news. Don Walk would like to announce that although he enjoys hugs and handshakes at the passing of the peace, he would prefer it if people would refrain from hugging his wife. As Don put it, please don't squeeze my Charmaine. Dane?
The consecutive late meal streak of Lockjaw and Olson was kept intact during Thursday's hunger awareness meal, bringing their running total to 7. Confronted with the possibility of having their streak broken, Lockjaw and Olson rallied during the waning moments before mealtime. Forgetting margarine and waters until the last minute and slicing bread at the bell to preserve freshness, the meal was ready at 5:34, thus preserving their streak. Hats off to Lockjaw and Olson. Next week's the real challenge, however, as they attempt a cold cereal for hunger awareness. Can Lockjaw and Olson keep their string alive? To you, Kirk.
And now for a short news item. Jackie Brolsma. Is this mic on? Jackie Brolsma. That was supposed to be funny. The worship committee would like to point out that that last Wednesday, March 1st, a 3-minute matins was delivered at breakfast. The person in charge of matins apologized for having forgotten to prepare. Dane?
With April around the corner, Carl Comer has been spending his days getting the hike house in order. For what, you may ask? Well, for hikes, of course. A variety of hikes have been planned for early April, weather permitting. A complete line of hiking accessories will soon be available to outfit the hiker for all of their hiking needs. Back to you, Kirk.
And now a public service announcement for all of KWLD's hearing impaired listeners from Mr. Brad Hall. Thank you very much, Brad. On Tuesday, two kitchen workers and one innocent bystander were trampled near the buffet in the hotel dining room after a prankster went to the microphone and declared that a few servings of Buddha's jowls would be served on the buffet. Crazed vegetarians stampeded across the dining hall, trampling the victims unwittingly. The food committee decided that the high amount of texturized vegetable protein, or TVP, in the vegetarian's diet lately could have been the cause of such an agitated response to the normally docile and boring vegetarians. It was also reported, but not confirmed, that the odor of bacon and other red meats were noted on some of the vegetarians' breath. Dane?
Old Faithful holds a sentimental corner of all red-blooded Americans' hearts. The Yellowstone geyser discovered in the 1800s and faithfully erupting every hour on the hour ever since, and probably before, is a continuous reminder of nature's cyclical dependability. But deep in the northern Cascades en route to Holden Village, the Lutheran Retreat Center along Railroad Creek, Old Faithful has quite a different meaning. Above the switchbacks along the road from Holden to Lucerne, the avalanche Old Faithful finally slid for the first time in 3 years, leading local authorities to ponder the possibility of renaming the avalanche. One official, who asked to remain anonymous, stated that of the new names being thrown around, Old Every Now and Then seemed to be receiving the most plaudits within nomenclatorial circles. We'll bringing you our exclusive report of further developments along with special footage of this year's slide at 10. And finally, on the lighter side, being Women's History Month and having recently celebrated International Women's Day, historians are speculating upon what our world would be like if women were king, so to speak. Conjecture has led many to believe that sex roles would experience a complete inversion. One female historian was quoted as saying, and I quote, "Could you imagine men constantly complaining of the toilet seat being left down? The degree and extent, depth, and impact of a complete role inversion is just mind-boggling," end quote. Well, that's the news for tonight, March 10th, 1990. Thanks for being with us, and have a good night.
Dane, this just in, John Wright and Cheryl Kulos will be married October 20th in Bellevue. John will be marrying Cheryl's roommate, Stacy Smathers, and Cheryl will be marrying a man that John doesn't even know. Good evening, Jane.
Good night, Kirk.
This is Randy Kahn for Kahn's Icon and Screw Emporium. Hi, I'm Randy Kahn. Kahn's Icon and Screw Emporium is celebrating over 6 months of distinction and proven excellence in the world of fasteners and icons. What are your fastener needs? We have them here at Kahn's. Are you remodeling your home? Today at Kahn's, we have over 600,000 inch and a quarter sheetrock screws. Remember, our motto at Kahn's is if we carry it at all, we have over 100,000 of them. I, Randy Kahn of Kahn's Icon and Screw Emporium, along with my father, Buzz Kahn, promise you that service is our business and our only business. Here at Randy Kahn's Icons and Screw Emporium, we have thousands and thousands of fasteners to meet your fastener needs. Whether it's battery terminal bolts, toggle bolts, bumper bolts, elevator bolts, plow bolts, carriage bolts, step bolts, bolt nails, socket, button head, cap, screws, hex, scat, screws, drives, here, pressure plugs, dowel pins, clevis pins, taper pins, cotter pins, roll pins, hitch pins, dowel drives, nail drives, powder actuated pins and loads, blind rivet nuts, seeing eye rivets, Acme nuts, speed nuts, left hand nuts, steel cap nuts, unitorque locking nuts, flex nuts, whiz lock nuts, whiz bang nuts, pine nuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, walk nuts, pecans at Kahn's Icons and Screw Emporium. From brake yokes to bumper bolts, Kahn's is dedicated to hardware to working America. Now what about icons? People came to me and said, Randy Kahn, I need an icon. So I, Randy Kahn, now stock icons. Our motto at Kahn's is we put things together. Is your community breaking down? Are you having a hard time keeping God at the center of your life? That is why I, Randy Kahn, of Kahn's Icons and Screw Emporium, now keep the Pacific Northwest's largest selection of icons from any and all faiths. We have your Catholic, Protestant, Buddhist, Eastern Orthodox, Muslim, Hindu, Islamic, Kahn's Icons and Screws.
carries all of your needs. Right now, we have a special on our bathtub grotto of the BVM. Yes, the Blessed Virgin Mary in a full-size freestanding bathtub. This tasteful grotto could be a family heirloom or an icon for your entire block. Remember, I, Randy Kahn, am a carpenter. Jesus was a carpenter too, but I'm not Jesus. I'm just a wood god. At Kahn's Icon and Screw Emporium, our motto is value and service above all else. You won't get conned at Kahn's. There are many pros and cons of shopping elsewhere, but where else can you get so much in one convenience store? So remember, I, Randy Kahn of Kahn's Icon and Screw Emporium, along with my family, the Kahn's, promise you fasteners of any and all types for the spiritual and structural self.
Kahn's Icon and Screw Emporium. That's opening soon in Holden Village and Haver, Montana.
And now, Act 3 of tonight's exciting radio drama.
I awoke at about 3:30 a.m. with a severe pain in my side. I rolled over and removed this thing from my back. What could I possibly do with this thing? Maybe the people watching the surveillance cameras would be half asleep, or playing cribbage, or somehow not paying attention. I'll just throw it away now. In the middle of the night. So dressed in dark blue and black, I set out to get rid of this nuisance once and for all. I thought that if I headed towards the most remote used item recycling center there was, perhaps I'd be safe. Off I went to the top of Chalet Hill. I stood there in the shadow of the hose house thinking about what it was I was about to do, wondering if this was just the type of thing that was destroying the earth. Was this what completely irresponsible people did? Was this how come we were in the huge mess we find ourselves in? Was it really necessary to think about all this? Of course, I had to answer yes to all these questions. But I dropped it in the burnables container and was just about to turn and go off freely when the wail of the siren sounded so loudly in the still night. I thought, well, if they didn't get me on film, I'd be able to sneak off behind the chalets and no one would be the wiser. At about this time, though, I noticed a strange sound that seemed to be near me. Turning quickly, I saw nothing. As I continued, the sound grew somewhat louder, and I noticed that I had quickened my pace considerably. I now could hear what sounded similar to strained, muffled breathing closing in on me. I was terrified, too much so to turn and see what exactly this thing behind me might be. The sound closed in even more now, and I was on a flat-out run. It was no use, though. The thing had no problem keeping pace with me, even though its breathing was more labor than mine. I finally decided to turn and confront it. If nothing else, maybe I could lie down and it would pass right by me. I heard maybe you can do this with bears. Or was it mavericks? Well, I think it works with something, anyway. Regardless of that, I simply was not going to lose this thing by running away from it. As I turned to see, I stumbled over a misplaced hammer left on a chalet lawn and went sprawling to the ground. Gathering my wits as quickly as I could, I turned to face my nemesis, whatever it was. I first saw its feet. They somewhat resembled what we would wear in a very wet, rainy day. Large, rubber, boot-like. Moving up, the yellow coat was buckled up the front and led me to its head. The face was behind some kind of mask. Obviously, these things could not breathe out of our atmosphere, so its air was provided by tanks on its back. It was then I noticed the axe raised high above its head and the gleam coming from behind the mask. So what does a person do when a situation like this presents itself? I screamed, loud, ah!
Who, what are you? Please, identify yourself. I have not any clear indication as to who you may be. Most of my job is procedural. And I find that this experience is quite unusual and most enjoyable.
Chief Wright?
Yes.
Roll a strike or a spare, knock 'em down, we don't care, 'cause we're open all night. We'll make you feel all right. You deserve a strike today, so get up and go away. Bowling.
Doug's.
Go away.
Bowling Alley offers 24-hour snack bar,
automatic pin setting,
and 14 kinds of liturgical juice on tap,
including Lenten passion fruit,
Advent apple,
Christmas cranberry.
Pentecostal pineapple.
And Epiphany apricot.
And you'll always meet the strangest people at Doug's.
Go away.
Bowling alley.
And now a word from the owner himself, Doug.
Go away.
Well, actually, two words.
But that's all you need to know.
Just remember, when you come to Doug's,
it's go away.
Downtown Holden Village. Ask for Doug.
Go away.
You deserve a strike today, so get out and
go away.
Bowling.
Kent Burgess for Cruex. If you're like me, you really enjoy a good scratch every now and then. Sometimes, however, I'm stuck in a meeting or worship service, and I anticipate that urge coming on. I reach for Cruex. Historically, Cruex has been available only in ointment and powder forms, but now it's available in a convenient pump spray, which doesn't hurt the environment.
Hi, Doug Wald, your crip on the street, on Main Street, Holden Village, checking out the pulse of the village. Excuse me. What's your name?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
Thank you very much. We'll move right on. Here comes a kitchen worker, I believe. Marlena, what do you think of the men at Holden this year?
Let's see
who else is walking around today. Jim McGrath in town for the weekend. Jim is going to be the operation manager for the foil. Jim, I understand since you quit smoking, you've been saving all the foil wrappers off the gum. How many do you have? How much space is that taking up right now?
There are about 2,400 square feet per foil.
Current operation manager lives in Shelley Heights. Do you have any impression of this place?
Like a gravel pit.
Okay, thanks much, Jim. Let's see if we can get another female walking down. Okay, here comes one. Cheryl. Cheryl, welcome to the village. What kind of emergency plan do you have in the case of all of the stalls in the bathroom being occupied?
I walk down the road.
And John, of course, alongside. John, one question for you. What do you think of the new Acme supersonic 404 fire extinguisher? Good answer. One quick question. What are your thoughts on Kent Burgess's nose?
Very Caldwell?
No, obviously not. Kent Burgess.
Oh, nice. Some people would say just like mine. Smooth, mellow, enticing.
Well, speak of the man. Hi, Kent. What about your favorite wine?
But it should be dry, and it should be easy enough for all the people to handle.
Okay. Right, thank you very much. Smoking if you got it. Here comes one of the kids in the village, Andy. Andy Hall. Hi, how are you? Holden doesn't serve burgers very often, but when they do, what are some of your favorite toppings?
Chocolate chips, brown sugar, coconut, and other stuff.
Here comes a couple of the women in the village. Marty and Madam. Boy, I bet they have tales to tell. Excuse me, ladies. Could you give us some impressions on your most recent dates in the village?
okay. We looked down, and it was a 45-degree angle, and decided it would be real fast. And this run would be better if we were in back of each other, front. We started down, and realized it was moving very quickly. And I dug my feet in and caught. And flipped over on my stomach. It continued down on my stomach. And then started tumbling, rolling over front and back, and then flipped around on my side. And I realized we weren't going to right ourselves in this situation.
Oh, it was green, it was furry.
Well, we're just about ready to wrap things up here. Who else we can just grab at the last? Bryce, come on over here. Wow, nice outfit. You are one hot dude, man. What's your body temperature these days?
Well, it's been average. Just warm enough for me to go to bed and be warm, not cold, not warm, just regular, average.
Okay. Good.
Oh, don't do it.
Thanks much. Time for us to get out of here. Get inside. We're going to come hobbling on in. He's Doug Old, your crip on the street, signing off.
Holden Village is a house with many rooms.
What?
An event of many dimensions.
Oh, come on, you've got to be kidding me.
It's a poem, not a recipe.
Oh, jeez, talk real.
It's an image, not a slideshow.
Oh.
The Lutherans were given a marvelous gift, a surprising gift, back in 1960. I can imagine that when the directors from Howe Sound Mining Company sat down with the Lutherans on that night way back then, they talked about many things.
Yeah, how are we going to unload this place?
I imagine they sent out for sandwiches at some point during their meeting.
Sandwiches? Where did they get?
And after they'd eaten together, they resumed their talks.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sure that one of the things they talked about was the need to carry on the vision
behind
this thing, this event we call Holden Village.
Oh, criminy, I can't believe this.
And so that was the night the Vision Fund was first conceived. And after a long period of conception, that reality was born here at Holden just 3 years ago. Now it's time to close this chapter in the book of the story of the Vision Fund. We ask your assistance in closing this book, this chapter. Your pledge to the Holden Vision Fund will help us turn this page. So please, friends, send your check or money order now. Mavericks with letter openers are standing by to process your donation. And we have a number of marvelous gifts for those of you who choose to financially support Holden in this way and help us close the chapter on the book called The Vision Fund. For the first 100 people who donate, we'll send you an autographed copy of the Marty Haugen Vesper Service, signed by Ray McKeever. And for the second 100 donors, you'll receive an autographed, hardbound copy of the Wes Priebe Joke Book, signed by Steve Rothstein. And if these gifts are not quite enticing enough for you, we are prepared to win your donation of $1,000 or more by bestowing the lifetime designation of saint. And for those people out there with money just burning a hole in their pockets, for those people giving $10,000 and above, we will bestow the ultimate title of deification. On top of that, Holden Village pastor Carol J. Tomer will make a personal call, yes, a personal call, on you in your home to perform the deification ceremonies. So donate now and help us close the books. And now, the conclusion of tonight's radio drama.
Chief Wright turned me in, of course.
You'll have to go before the countertop, of course.
The what? Just for this?
Just for this? You have to be kidding. You violated more of our ecological regulations than we have. Probably some we wouldn't even thought of.
Well, what's going to happen to me up there?
Well, that's for you to find out, isn't it?
So that was that. I was on my way to the countertop, the dreaded, mysterious countertop, the place where all the decisions were made, where the hierarchy gathered to pull the strings on the lives of ordinary people. Why had I made the mistakes? Why had I weakened? Why do I keep asking myself these questions? So that is it. I'm on my way to the top of the hill to meet the countertop and meet my fate. What was in store there for me, I had not the foggiest idea. Nobody ever emerged from one of these meetings who was able to talk about it. The mystery and wonder were a historical fact. I was being led to the meeting by the big BM. He seemed to be just itching to get there. I personally could have waited much longer. As we approached the door, I could hear my heart pounding very hard. It was quite reminiscent of a cold therapy I had experienced once. I barely survived that one, but I was hoping for not much more now. We came to the door. I'd never seen one quite so large and impressive looking as this. And then my escort knocked a very strange knock.
INFP number 479.
How about your friend?
What's your Myers-Briggs code?
Beats me. I don't believe in those things.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. You already have 3 strikes against you.
Well, what's wrong?
You'll just have to let us in on mine.
And with those words, the door opened. Slowly, surely, and inwardly. What was presented to me in this room was simply incredible. All of the members were attired in red velvet blazers and were wearing small blue felt hats with yellow tassels. Then the handshakes. I've never seen anything like it at all. Everyone was performing these strange handshakes, and then they lined up. And I noticed that everyone was wearing their Myers-Briggs code on the front of their blazer. Someone came up and pinned one on me. I looked down. ISNT. It's what mine read. And then they started to sing.
Okay, let's sing number 1. Da 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 da.
Hop on the boat, come up Lake Chelan. Help load the bus and soon review the span.
After that, I just didn't know what to imagine might come next.
Let's hear it, yes.
This gentleman is charged with putting that into a burnables receptacle.
Oh, say, where did you get that? A priceless piece of art that's been missing from the popcorn department for a long, long time. Say, I don't know how you happened to find it, but that's fine. Yes, that's very fine. Yes, indeed. Yes, he should not be punished except for his lack of taste in art.
You mean he's off the hook?
Oh, most certainly, yes. I must get this back into the popcorn department, this priceless piece of art here, yes.
And on it goes. I'm free and clear of everything because it wasn't garbage at all. It was art. Well, there you go. It's just another typical few days in the village of Holden. Be assured that I now always walk with my head up.
That concludes our radio drama. We hope you enjoyed it. Now on to our next feature, Film Strip Favorites.
Good evening, I'm Iskell.
And I'm Siebert.
Welcome to Film Strip Favorites, the only radio show that critically reviews today's film strips. Most people think that film strips are a thing of the past. In fact, they are on the cutting edge of today's video technology. The sheer excitement of hearing and seeing the film strip projector and cassette player used in tandem is like watching Joe Montana learn to ballet dance. It's breathtaking.
I can't agree more, Iskell. Just watching even a bad film strip sends shivers up and down my spine. And speaking of shivers, have we got a couple of great film strips for you today?
Yes, and we'd better get right to them. First, we'll listen to a few frames of It Came from the Planet Senegalese. Just to set it up, this scene is the harrowing death scene at the end where everything explodes. Here it goes.
Oh my gosh, is that a machine gun?
Boop. Yes, I think it is.
Boop. I think I've been hit. Boop. Jobo. Boop.
Wow, incredible. I've got to give that 3 thumbs up.
Me too, Siebert. I've never heard such deep resonant boops before. I believe those were done by the great film strip booper Marlena Nichols. She studied in Germany under the grand booper Adolf Boupier.
I believe she's been nominated for an award for this one.
Well, we'd better get on with our second feature. It's a classic remake of Rhapsody in Blue entitled Epiphany in Orange. Here's a clip.
Oh, please don't burn that tree. I just planned it yesterday.
Sorry, ma'am, but Christmas is over, and the Epiphany tradition must go on.
But it's not liturgical. It's wrong.
All right, lady, that's blasphemy. I'm going to have to take you in. Come along.
No. Not as good as our first clap, wouldn't you say?
Well, Siebert, I thought it was a good try, but the boops, well, they just didn't have it for me. They were uneven, slightly tinny, and, well, pretty doggone superficial.
I agree, and I also want to add that I felt it came off as amateurish and unprofessional. Although this is the first film from Beata Productions, it could have been better. A little more concentration on making those boops smooth and even would really help. We can look forward to more of the same slop unless this film strip maker gets her act together and improves those boops.
I couldn't agree more, Siebert. Well, I can see we're out of time. Until next week, happy film stripping!
God, this weather sucks.
Yeah, and my boot has a stupid hole which lets in all sorts of water.
I hate it when you always talk about those old boots.
Sound familiar? When cabin fever sets in, you really need that traditional British pick-me-up complimentary pie.
Hey, you two, try my complimentary pie straight away.
Pie? We haven't even eaten the first course yet.
No, it's a delicious source of protein consisting of beans, rice, cheese, and eggs. I garnished it with tomatoes.
Mmm, I love it, and I love the way you presented it.
You're a great cook, Juliet, and I just adore your accent.
You know, I really like everyone at Holden, and the ministry here is tops.
I know what you mean. In fact, I've never been happier. Mmm, this mixed milk is great.
Oh, and you should try this excellent coffee.
May I interrupt your dining for a few announcements?
Oh, boy, good. I love to listen to announcements.
Yeah, me too. I know what you mean, but you know, they're never quite long enough.
Complimentary pie. Try it soon. Available at fine stores everywhere.
And now, an editorial from tonight's guest commentator, Mikey Rooney.
You ever notice that pineapple juice has the same taste going into your mouth that vomit has coming out? I have. You ever wondered why we serve so many types of juice when most people like only so few of them? Do you ever mistakenly pour salsa into your juice glass and tomato juice on your eggs? Do you ever find it difficult to differentiate grape or cranberry juice from the Swedish pancake toppings? Do you ever wonder if apple juice has any nutritional value whatsoever? Have you ever just brushed your teeth, come to breakfast, think you're drinking pineapple juice, but it turns out to be grapefruit juice instead? Why can't they tint one or the other? I think this inclusivity thing has gone too far when it comes to breakfast juices. Are we supporting apricot growers just because no one else will? Maybe prune juice manufacturers just switch to a more meaningful line of work if we stop buying their product? I just wince every fall as a myriad of frozen juices gets loaded into the freezer for the winter's consumption. How many people would get out of bed if they knew peach juice was on the buffet? Personally, I prefer orange juice. It's cold, tasty, and nutritious. Have you ever seen the table set with every other juice glass empty on orange juice days? There's so many gray areas in the world today. Let's unite on this black and white issue and choose the only choice for breakfast juice. Orange juice.
KDTL Records presents its most amazing offer ever. We've had hot records in the past, but this one is sure to beat them all. Yes, folks, it's Celebrity Marty Haugen Vespers, your chance to own a recording that will thrill your family for years to come. Listen to Cher about how the line is only she can do.
I am the servant of my God. I am not a fail.
You'll thrill to every note as you hear the likes of Luciano Pavarotti, Enrico Palazzo, Tiffany, Metallica, bearing their souls as they sing Marty Haugen Vespers. Listen as you hear Louis Armstrong, Beverly Sills, and Bob Dylan.
Jesus Christ, God, the light of the world. Let my prayer rise up like incense for you.
A family album like this wouldn't be complete without a heartwarming rendition of Elmer Fudd and Kitty Boo Boo and a special appearance by Alvin and the Chipmunks, recorded just for the children.
When your wife's got to the doctor's.
Meow, 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 meow.
Forget this star. Need we say more? So order today. Available in 8-track or LP mono record. Only $5.95. I repeat, only $5.95. And $1 for shipping and handling. Offer ends tonight. Operators are standing by.
This brings us to the end of our radio show. And to the close of another day of broadcasting. We here at K-Wald would like to thank all our listeners out there who willingly or unwillingly participated in tonight's show. Until next time, we bid you a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
Except for the cripple.